saying? Very true. This fire was started. In fact, this young man, you were participating in the fire. What's your name?
My name's Carter, and I actually kind of started this fire.
So why'd you start that fire, Carter?
It's Carter.
Sorry, why'd you start that fire?
Because I felt like it, and because I'm just saying, screw our president.
Okay, well, there you have it,
sir. Well, I'm some random jerk from the Westville. If I was killed, the world would still continue spinning. I respect all creatures living and support no strong opinion. On topics of politics or religion. But last week, my car died, so I need a new ride. So I decided to get an SUV. And as I pull at the lot, I catch a whiff of some pot. And this hippie bunch is up to me. Clue into the damage that you're doing. You're not part of the solution, man. You're part of the problem. How did it be my responsibility to save the world?
Welcome to Keeping It 99, your one-stop shop podcast for everything in the world of heavy metal, rock and roll, Northeast Ohio. Sometimes none of that. Me llamo Es Aguila, y me acompañan el único ciudad de caucho, Barbaroja. ¿Cómo estás, mi amigo?
Hello? Hello?
How you doing, man?
Is that the correct response?
Yeah!
I didn't pass fucking Spanish in high school. You said a bunch of shit. I heard one.
Mm-hmm.
I heard my name is.
Yeah.
Eagle, obviously. Was that the correct word
yes.
for eagle?
Okay. Yes.
I don't see. I didn't. Look,
when
I was in high school and I took Spanish, my Spanish teacher,
yeah.
smoking hot.
Mm-hmm.
Like, wore mini skirts and blouses that were open, and we had rumors of her fucking seniors. So the whole time, I would just sit there and be like, please let it be me.
Yeah.
Never fucked me, but. I could never pass.
I was
always concentrating on my boner.
I'm just trying to broaden out for our Spanish speaking listeners out there. I'm just trying to broaden the band. Make the brand a little. So how you doing, man?
Awful. Super. I got fucking shit canned from my day gig. Fired. El Firedo from my day job.
Mm.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to hear that, man.
Almost 2 months it's been since I've partaken in any cannabis activities.
Yeah.
Almost 2 months, dude.
Now you just don't have to smoke anymore, right? Like, now you can just stay clean and get...
Yeah, I'm fine. Like, I'm good. Well, here's the thing. Is like, when I quit smoking, I have really strong willpower, right? But when I do things, I set goals, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So when I quit smoking, my goal was a year. Like, I just want to quit smoking weed for a year. So, like, once I'm on that train, I don't get off until I fucking hit my destination, right? So, I'm done for a year. And almost 2 months, and they hit us with a fucking random last week at my day job, and I failed that bitch. So, fired!
When they told you that you had to do a drug test, you should have been like, is it a written test?
Is this multiple choice, or I know a lot about drugs.
Man, that's a shame. That's a shame.
Well, it's
fucking
just
fat cells for not burning that THC out of them.
Well, they test differently now. There's a difference. So, for all you people that don't know, when you have a drug test and they do a urine sample, they don't test for THC. They test for THC-COOH, which is a metabolite of THC. If this metabolite is in your system, THC has been in your system. This specific metabolite stays in your system for up to 100 days.
Yeah,
not 30. As to where THC only stays in your system for like 30 days, right?
Man, that's some bullshit.
Right, so now they got, you know, it's a more advanced test to fucking catch people that are not a threat to anything or anybody. And, you know, like I spoke to the head of HR, and she was a complete fucking cunt. I high-roaded that shit, you know. At the end of the conversation, I basically just said, thanks for your time, appreciate the opportunity. But, like, I tried to tell her, like, what's disturbing to me is that somebody that works for your company can go home on Friday, fucking shoot heroin or snort some fucking coke and come back to work Monday and be clean. And you'll fucking never know that shit.
Yeah, man. I always sound like that too.
That's what bothers me.
These people are doing serious,
serious fucking shit, right? And she says, well, let me cut you off right there. What disturbs me is that you were doing illegal drugs on our time. I said, lady, I've never come to work intoxicated. Like, I'm not intoxicated.
Yeah.
So she says, if you were employed by our company 2 months ago, then, you know, you're on our time.
So she,
so you own me.
Yeah, she's saying that, you
know, we own you.
Every action that you do is now part of the
Yeah, let's not fucking say the name of the company.
I'll bleep it. All right. I'll bleep it. I promise.
So, yeah. Fired.
Fired.
Lost my job.
Sorry, man.
Yeah, it sucks.
You'll get a new one.
I know. Look, I always land on my feet, dude. I have. I've, you know, I haven't slept under a bridge since I was 17.
Yeah.
And on cocaine.
Ooh.
Well, that's what happens when you're on coke. You're a fucking idiot and a loser sleeping under bridges.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why you don't do that shit.
Well, you do do it just because you want to write a song about it, like Kurt Cobain did.
Yeah, look what happened to him.
Yeah, he's dead as shit. He's super fucking dead.
Shotgun to the face.
He's super dead. I saw something on Facebook recently. Somebody like put some repost where it was like, Jimi Hendrix and Kurt Cobain didn't die so they could be like, put on a t-shirt at Urban Outfitters or some shit like that. And I was like, no, they died because they're on drugs. They were dummies.
Right.
They were big dumbass drug addicts. Don't be doing that shit.
You know, like, I don't know what's going to happen. I just know that it sucks that I have shit on top of shit. I have, like, a double shit sandwich going right now.
Yeah.
And I don't like the taste of it.
Mm.
Bad taste in my fucking mouth.
Yeah.
But.
Well, you know, the good thing about hitting bottom is, like, there's only one way to go. There's only one way to go. Yeah,
to the top.
To the top. Oh, yeah. at least up a little bit. At least up just a little bit.
I've never hit the top. I've never hit the top.
No. Fuck the top. If I got to the top, you know what I'd do? I would just pee. I'd just pee all the way down.
Rain piss on everyone.
Pee in your face.
How are you?
Dude, I'm
back to me. I'm fucking super shitty. How are you?
I'm the same as always, dude. I'm the exact same as always. Got to go to my very first concert of the year. Got to go see my oldest son's high school band, or they get technically middle school band. Got to see them play a concert. And he plays the trombone.
Nice.
He rocked the bow tie.
Oh.
We like exchanging this bow tie. It's this Doctor Who, Pee Wee Herman type bow tie. We like to... Anytime we have to do something fancy, we're like, screw doing the Windsor knot. We're going for a bow tie. That was great. Got to spend time with my youngest son. Got to take him out to a movie. Got to go out, get some ice cream.
What did you, what movie was it?
Saw a movie called Sing.
Sing.
It was a really good movie. It was really good.
So you would recommend this to other parents and their children?
Oh, it's especially for parents and children.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But no, man, good. Amazon. Been spending a lot of time on Amazon.com lately because I have this 30-day trial. They have this thing called Unlimited Music.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
And I was just like, yeah, you know what? 30 days. I'm going to try this out. I'm not going to get hooked by it. Whatever. So first thing I do is I find some Burn Blue Sky. And I'm like, oh, there's some Burn Blue Sky. Oh, there's a new Unified Culture track. I can just listen to it. And I'm like, what else can I just listen to? So I've listened to new albums from Testament. I've listened to pretty much everything. Like, the entire Lopan catalog that's on there and shit just rocked the fuck out of some Lopan.
I have not gotten to hear the new Lopan album.
I found this super group from in hip-hop called Czarface. You know the angel saying with this world plan, leaving a old in a K-hole playing newsflash. That's incredible. So I've been listening to nothing but music on the reg, and now I'm addicted to Amazon's Unlimited Music because that's just the way to go. It's absolutely the way to go.
Lopan is a band from Columbus, Ohio. If you haven't heard them, fucking Google that shit right now.
Mm-hmm. They're a badass band of the week.
Formerly, a long time ago, if I think we did Chichen Itza.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you can find that video, fucking that's a great video.
I think I've found this week's Badass Band of the Week on some Amazon.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
It may involve a member of Strapping Young Lad.
Okay.
It may involve a member of NDE. It may involve Jason Popson. It may be Pitch Black fucking Forecast.
That's appropriate.
The fact that everybody slept on this record and the fact that they're not one of the top three, considered like top three metal bands of all time, I just hate everything.
I don't even know if people really know who Pitch Black Forecast is.
That record fucking is sick.
Is Gene Hoagland still the drummer?
Yeah.
Yeah, Gene Hoagland, the drummer from Death and many other fucking bands.
Metal from Death Clock?
He's a Death Clock. He's known as the human drum machine. Like, the dude's a fucking beast.
Yeah, man. Yeah. And he used to be huge, like, physically huge.
Yeah, he's a big guy, yeah.
And he would play wearing, like, fucking, you know, the work boots, like, them army boots and shit.
And just...
I remember seeing him from the side of the stage at the old Peabody's, just watching that guy do his shit. And I'm just kind of like, how the hell is this fucking human?
Because he's a monster.
And there's riffs in there that when you hear him, you go, oh, there's that NDE,
there's Bobby.
There's Bobby. God damn it. You know? But they have Devin Townsend's on a song. I'm not a big Avenged Sevenfold guys, but M. Shadows is on a song.
Randy Blythe has been on a song.
Man, I forgot how much I really, really like that band. And it's the first time that I've got to just listen to the entire... I listened to the deluxe edition.
Okay.
Got to listen to it in entirety. And so, yeah, man. So that's pretty much that. There's Badass Band of the Week. All right,
early spoiler. Now you know.
I mean, I could be talking politics. A lot going on in politics and stuff. And it's just like...
What's going on in politics?
Nothing.
We have a new president.
Yep, that's it.
We have no control over anything that he does.
No. Nope.
Right? Just like every other president before him.
Yeah.
And he's going to make decisions that we're not going to agree with.
Yep.
Probably one or two that we do agree with.
Mm-hmm.
That way it looks nice. You know, that's that little pretty bow.
Yeah.
Like, you know, oh, no. We're gonna do some stuff that you like, but we're going to do all this fucking crazy shit too. I don't care. We have nothing to do with that shit.
I did watch the video of, what's that guy's name? Is it Richard Spencer? Is Richard Spencer getting knocked out?
He didn't get knocked out. He got punched in his ear.
Well, in the video, in the short video in the Vine or whatever. Yeah,
but he didn't get knocked out.
Did you saw him get punched in a hate breed?
Yes.
So,
it was funny. It was funny when I watched so it funny. Without the music. I thought it was hilarious without the music because I think he's a fucking shitbag. That dude can die. I don't care, man. Fuck him and people like him.
I saw it without the music and I was just like, my reaction was legit just going, oh, wow, didn't expect that. Even though it wasn't, you know, that was the name of the video. It was like, White Spencer gets knocked out. But my reaction was, oh, but when I saw it with the hate breed, my reaction was like, this should be in every fucking guy gets punched video.
Are you like the hipster version of the neo-Nazi movement?
It's,
you fucking bleed now!
Like, when I think of hate breed music, you know what I think of doing? It's just running into a pit and just being like, clock.
I've almost lost my teeth in a hate breed pit.
I have punched other white supremacist motherfuckers at hate breed
pit. We talked about it before, dude.
Last week?
I have punched a lot of white supremacists in mosh pits. That shit has happened.
Yeah.
And I'm all for it. If you see a white supremacist, punch him in the face.
Punch him in the face.
Fucking hate him. I hate him. And, you know, yeah, that guy's a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Fuck that dude. He just dresses really nice and has a nice smile, you know.
It's because he wants to get some, you know, he's going to get a podcast one day and he really just got to build up the audience.
Probably already has one. I'm pretty sure he does have a podcast.
Oh, we should get him on ours. We should cross promote.
That'd be great.
No. Yeah. You know about the Juggalo March coming in September, right?
No.
There's a Juggalo March because the FBI considers Juggalos to be a gang, and ICP's been somewhat battling this for years, right? Going, yeah. We're not a gang, we're a family.
I remember when the FBI claimed them to be a gang or whatever, and I laughed.
Look, if you guys are doing the march, like, love to you and everything, but you're just doing it to promote a band. You're not really, like, battling the government.
Yeah, but there's never been, like, a...
This thing.
There's never been, like, an agenda behind anything ICP. Or the family. You know what I mean? It's just a bunch of misunderstood kids coming from broken homes and blah, 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 that have something in common.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So what are you marching about? You know what I mean? Yeah. If you're going to march, then there's going to be a protest.
Yeah.
But if all you're protesting is the status of your family being a gang?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
I've been a Juggalo for 20 years, man. I want to say 97 was like, that was the first time I ever saw it in St. Cloud Posse.
The first time I ever met you.
Yeah.
Was the night that somebody's titties was in my face all night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're welcome.
And them titties was awesome.
He's talking about my titties, everybody.
Them titties was nice.
But yeah, no, the first time I ever saw him was in 97. Been a juggalo, been down with the clown since then. not as hardcore as I was for like a few years. I mean, I got a big old heavy metal looking ICP tattoo on my leg. It covers up like my entire leg and shit. Like I was into it, right? But now I'm just kind of like at this point where I'm like, if I see another juggalo, I just want to beat their ass. I just want to beat them up. But I've never once thought like, man, I'm in a gang and I'm being discriminated against. Because like a lot of juggalos, their whole thing is like, I'm sick and tired of everybody seeing a juggalo and they're just like, fuck that dude. You're obviously some like inbred stupid piece of shit fucking thug. You're going out and you're just fucking, and it's just like, look. I've been dissed by my own friends before for liking ICP. I've been made fun of.
Right. But it was never on a gang level. It was just you like stupid music level.
Yeah. They fucking suck, dude. Like, so many times, it's like, you like that shit? They suck. Why would you like that
Pantera,
shit?
Pantera, bro.
Pantera. And I'm like, I like that stuff, too. They're like, no, you don't.
You're not even allowed to like Pantera if you're into ICP. Fuck you.
But it's like, it's the closest that they get to feeling like a minority, I guess.
I worked with, do you remember Corey Strickler?
Yeah.
I worked with Corey at Parasons back in the day.
Okay.
I was like 21 and shit. And he was huge in the ICP. That fucking dude's bedroom was postered up like from top to bottom,
mm-hmm.
and had all their CDs and clothes and jerseys and everything. I turned him into a grindcore fan and he just basically sold and burned all that shit.
That's gangster. That's gangster.
But I never viewed juggalos as gang members.
No.
Ever. I was just like, you're into your thing. That's your thing. It was like being a Pantera fan or a Down fan. It was, you know, the brotherhood of eternal sleep. We looked at it as a brotherhood, and we were all family and brothers, except for the white supremacists. We hated them. But, you know, they...
Black Label Society, man. What chapter of BLS are you part of?
Yeah, you gotta earn the right to wear that vest.
I'm part of the Wadsworth chapter of Black Label Society.
What the fuck is Wadsworth? What is that?
Can we all admit, have you ever seen the In This River video?
Oh, yeah.
In This River. And he points up where he's like, I'm talking to you, dog. I know some dudes that put the video up and shit. Like, they talk about the song or they'll listen to the song on, you know, just, hey, man, you know what day it is, right? It's the anniversary of Dimebag's death, bro.
December 8th.
And then they're like, in this river, ring, ring, ring. You remember the Mr. Show bit?
Oh, I remember.
Where the guy was making fun of Eric Clapton, where David Cross was, he was doing the Eric Clapton Tears in Heaven bit, but it would be like, I'll miss you, son. And then, like, it gets worse and worse. And then, like, the guy that he was going up against for the award, his son dies. And then he does a song for that dude's son. And then he dies. And then he's like, I'll miss you, me. And he points up at the sky. Like, I cringe. I like Zach Wilde fine. He's the guy who basically invented pitch harmonics for most people. He's the guy that introduced the idea of the wing in your guitar shit, right? Like, dun, 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 wow! You're like, whoa, that's some Zach Wilde shit, right? Cool, dude, fine. But doing the video where he's like, it's a little Dimebag and a little Zach, and we're like running around the river, and we're all looking like little metal kids. And it was the most cringeworthy fucking horrifying shit I've seen. That is the Miracles video from the Insane Clown Posse for heavy metal. And when I see dudes be like, man, gotta listen to this tune today, I just say this. You picked the wrong tune, guys. Like, it's corny. It's cheesy.
When that came out...
I feel so sick to my stomach.
When that came out back in the day, right after Dime died, it was like 6 months after he died or whatever.
It was like 6 days before he died.
They all knew it was gonna happen.
He just had it in stock.
I knew that shit was gonna happen. I laughed at it. I was just like, what the fuck is this, dude?
Dude,
That was not a good tribute to Dime.
That was a terrible tribute to Dime.
And you're his boy, and you guys are metal as fuck. Whiskey drinking, partying ass, fucking metal dudes, and you did this fucking salute to the sky.
I'll miss you.
Somber ass fucking piano on fire in a river.
Yeah. And can we all agree Zach Wilde can't sing for fuck? You're not a singer, bro. And when he tries to sound like Ozzy. Yeah.
He sings just like Ozzy.
What is that
shit? Well, that's because he was Ozzy's guitar player for 20 fucking years.
He only knows Ozzy's voice.
Yeah. That's what he modeled himself after, because he did fucking Ozzy's backing vocals for years. Even when I hear Black Label Society come on the radio now, I have to stop and be like, okay, is that Ozzy or Zach? Okay, that's Zach, because I can hear the fucking effects on his voice.
Yeah.
And that whole pointing to the sky thing, like,
the point to the sky.
There's no heaven. There's not like a cloudy place above us that people hang out in and they have wings and halos and shit.
What?
That doesn't exist. There's not a place below our feet in the center of the earth where people are fucking shackled to a fucking... Exactly.
There's hell.
Not, there's not that place.
I think the first place you're talking about is heaven, bro.
Yeah, that's what I said, heaven.
Yeah.
And then the second place I was talking about is hell.
Well, it's just, it doesn't exist shit.
They don't exist.
What?
Neither one of them.
But...
They don't exist.
But my whole life I've been told!
They just don't, man. All that matters is energy, whether it's positive or negative, and how you leave this fucking planet. When you die, if, you know, hopefully you left some positive energy. If you die and you're a piece of shit and you didn't live your life accordingly, you're going to leave some negative energy. I think it kind of carries over. I'm not one to get all Buddhist on you and talk about reincarnation, but... There's just not a fucking white, puffy, cloudy place where people are hanging out and, like, hanging out with old relatives and talking to each other. I wish there was, because that would give me hope to fucking hang out with my dad again.
I don't understand.
Doesn't work.
I don't understand what you're saying.
Doesn't work like that.
Or it does.
Or it doesn't.
I don't know. You're not going to be one of those people that's, like, on your deathbed going... Just in case.
No.
Just in case your Lord and Savior, creator of earth and heaven.
I've always been really solid with
with
my relationship with quote-unquote God.
Yeah.
And I don't really believe... I believe in... I don't know if you want to call it a creator, but just an energy.
Tyler, the creator? Mod Future? Wolfgang? Kill them all.
I'm a fucking walking paradox. No, I'm not. Threesomes with a fucking triceratops. Reptar rapping as I'm mocking death rock stars wearing synthetic wigs made of
camouflage. I believe in the sun more than I believe in anything.
The sun is very real.
Do you know
I can vouch for that.
That without the sun, we're dead.
Mm-hmm.
So, if anything,
without the gravitational pull from the moon,
we're pretty much dead.
We're stuck in this weird thing. Do you ever just sit out and just stare at the stars and just realize how little the people in your life really are to you?
Nope.
I do that all the time. I just really puts things in perspective how small all of you guys are. My universe.
I do look at the stars some nights and think about how many other fucking galaxies and planets there are that have life on them.
Yeah.
And how apparently our God made all those too, but we're the only ones that matter.
My God. My God.
Not my God. Hashtag not my God.
Hashtag not my God!
Hashtag not my God.
That's got to be our shirts. Not my God. Not my God, guys. Yeah, I was listening to some new head beat on my Amazon Prime. On the Amazon Unlimited Music thing. I was listening to the song Pay Me, which had like a bit of a Caligo feel to it.
Really?
It did. It's heavy as shit. It's heavy.
I think I know what song you're talking about.
He's like, I'm a family man and I gotta provide for my family, guys. He's like, okay. He's like, I got a kid and I got a wife and I gotta give them money.
That's true.
So I'm going on the road and I'm making money and I give it to my kid and my wife. It's like, dude, these lyrics, you're just repeating yourself now. You gotta give me money so I can give it to them so they can do things with it. I need to get a stroller and a car seat, and I need to get my kid back a book bag for school. It's like, okay.
These are great lyrics.
I need to buy Kraft macaroni and cheese so my kid can eat. Because he's picky and he doesn't want to eat what I make for him every night. Nope.
It's like, whoa, 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 whoa. All
right, those are lyrics that I would write.
Those are lyrics that I'd write.
But it was good. It was a good song.
Yeah, you do need to get paid to have money. That's true. That is very true.
I want Jason Popson on the show in 2017.
You want that to happen?
It's going to happen.
Gotta happen.
You visualize it, you see it, make it happen. I always forget, now, the people, it has nothing to do with the book, The Secret, because that's the secret, guys. You have to visualize success in order to make success. But that's somewhat fucking true. I used to fantasize when I was a kid about hanging out with Green Jelly, right?
Right.
I want to play a show with Green Jelly. Fucking huge inspirations and shit. Happened. Got to fucking do it. Recently, like, in the past few years of my fucking life, right? Made that happen, and these always like these weird things where it's like, hey, we were just talking about that, and then it fucking happened. And so, Jason Popson, I'm visualizing right now, hanging out with that dude, doing a dude hug, talking about Pitch Black Forecast.
We really would rather talk, we would rather talk to you about the Pitch Black Forecast / 10,000 Cadillac stuff,
yeah,
than the Mushroom Head stuff.
Yeah, I want to talk about all of it. I want to talk about unified culture.
Yeah,
be like, dude, what was the first band that you ever listened to in the local scene that made you go, hey, I'm going to make Cleveland my life, and I'm going to spread this message about unity within the community. You know what I mean? Like he's done that more than anybody I've ever seen within the local scene. Nobody has tried to fucking bring together, like, hey, y'all, this is Cleveland. I just listened to Jason Popson's greatest work last night. And you remember, I'm an evil motherfucker, Joe.
I was just fucking talking about that at the tire shop yesterday when I was getting a tire fucking...
Jesse, like, and I listened to it last night.
We were reciting that at the tire shop.
Dude!
What? Did we just become best friends?
Yep!
That's fucking weird.
That's super weird. Motherfucking devil coming down on the street, gonna kick you in the ass, gonna stab you in your fucking neck, Joe.
I'm an evil motherfucker, Joe.
I's evil.
I'm an evil motherfucker, Joe.
What kind of bands do you go see and hang around?
Go hang around no motherfucking bands. Fuck all them. I'm the motherfucking best.
I would like maybe this summer. I would like to put together a show, like a concert.
We talked about doing that. Hopefully, towards the fall, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe closer to August.
Cause concert promoters, for the most part, are fucking. They're pieces of shit.
Look,
I'm just gonna
be.
I'm gonna. Come straight out. Most of these dudes that are trying to do, like, they're just trying to get some fucking money for themselves.
And well, and they charge $15 for a fucking a show that has nothing but local bands on it.
And they're making you sell the fucking tickets?
Yeah. Come on now.
Fuck that shit. I would love to be able to get some of our the best local bands, and only hit 5 of them. 6 tops.
Tops, though.
Tops.
And 5 is fine.
4 is perfect.
Yeah.
Four is my favorite. That's
I remember
favorite.
Back in the day when 3 was the best show ever.
Yes.
3 bands. 10:30 to close.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody had a good time.
NDE, Cold Hand of Crash, Shroomhead. Oh.
$5. $5 show.
I would love to be able to. Exactly. I would love to be able to bring that back.
Can we throw in a fucking old school show with an old school fucking door fucking price?
Yeah.
Can we get Mushroomhead to do a show for $200? Can you not charge us $10,000?
Hey guys, would have been pretty cool if you did not charge us $10,000 to have you guys fucking play down the street.
Right. So we don't have to charge all your fans $20 to get in.
You live across the street, so it's like, hey, do you think you can just come over here and do a couple songs?
Like literally, when they do shows, like they just drive down in their cars.
Yeah.
Not like they have a tour bus and shit.
Yeah. Unlike Flight 619.
They got a tour bus?
Well, they got that. They had that big old fucking.
Yeah, the RV.
Yeah, the RV. We'll bring the RV down. No, you guys just need to show up.
There's another local band that only, I mean, they probably draw 50 people or whatever. They fucking drive an RV down. And I'm like, why do you do that?
Really?
You guys live 20 minutes away. Just fucking hop in your cars and get over here. I understand it looks cool.
Yeah.
but stop it.
Metal Mafia's got like that giant black bus.
That bus rules, dude.
That bus.
And those guys come from like fucking Youngstown or some shit.
Yeah.
Wherever they're at. So yeah, but that it's like a big black school bus.
They're opening up for Twisted here soon. But it's another one of those shows where there's like 50 bands on it and stuff. It's like, ugh. So I don't want to do that. I don't want to have 50 bands.
No, this is going to be a cool little show.
Yeah.
We'll get that.
We'll probably put it on the Outpost. It's probably our best bet.
That's going to be a definite.
Yeah.
I won't have that show anywhere else.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I would do one at Annabelle's. I would do a show after that. After the inaugural.
If we did a show at Annabelle's, though, that would be a punk rock show.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah,
I would just want to do the show that we saw last month.
Yeah, with Feds and Fuck You Pay Me and
Wall Creeper.
Wall
Creeper and Weird Penis is playing on February 4th.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At Annabelle's.
And but it's also the same night where we were talking about the Lousy Weather Media dudes. They're having a comedy show. Sean Astin's putting his comedy show. Yeah.
I would like to go to that.
I would like to hit up both. I would like to go to Sean Astin's comedy show.
And then zip over to the Annabelle?
Zip over to check out some Wall Creeper and some Weird Penis.
That'd be cool.
It would be cool.
But yeah, I think if we were going to do a show at Annabelle's, that it would be a punk show. If we're going to do an old school metal show, I'd rather have it at the Outpost just because there's more room.
You'd want Feds, right? Like, you'd just be like, Feds. I would hit up Feds and Fuck You Pay Me right away and be like,
hey, guys, yeah, I know you guys just did this, but like, hey.
I totally want those two bands to play.
Yeah, dude.
So the whole DC thing happened with the protests and the inauguration and people smashing windows out and going apeshit.
Mm-hmm.
What a lot of people aren't talking about is something, a group.
Yes.
That we talked about recently.
Yeah.
The Run the Jewels guys.
The best!
These fucking guys seriously put out the best album of last year at the very end of the year.
Yep.
It was like, you know what? We're going to wait until the last couple days of 2016 to crush everybody else's albums.
All those lists that you've been working on for the past month, you know?
Throw them away.
My top 10 for the year.
Yeah.
Bumping number 10 out because you got a new number one.
Yeah. So they performed in D.C. the day of the inauguration.
It was the day before.
Day before?
Mm-hmm.
And brought Zach De La Rocha out.
Yes!
From fucking Rage Against the Machine.
Yes,
sir. Who better to Rage Against the Machine than the guy from Rage Against the Machine?
Yeah.
Who wasn't doing anything with the guys from Rage Against the Machine?
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty weird, huh? Chris Cornell came out and did an audio slave. It's my audio slave. But why is Zach not joining Prophets of Rage?
Maybe it's because of the word prophet.
Prophet.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're making...
Because Zach's not about that shit.
No.
Zach really is raging against the machine his whole life.
He's running jewels fast, running jewels fast, running.
Run them jewels fast. Fuck the slow-mo.
Running.
Yeah, so they did... it was the show before... The day before the inauguration, you said?
Yeah.
And didn't a Killer Mike go off on one of his...
Like, Killer Mike made it a point. He was letting the crowd know that the day after tomorrow, this country is our fucking country. It's Run the Jewels country.
Now, mind you, he's not actually talking about the band, his own group.
No.
He's saying the people.
Us.
The
Us.
People.
The people. Those who also run jewels alongside with the Run the Jewelers. Guys like us.
Yeah, us guys.
Our country.
Use peoples.
Run the Jewels, they've made an album every year since 2013. Just bump, bump, bump. We got three already. Mm-hmm. We're going to get another four during the Trump administration.
Because they got a lot of shit. Right? They're going to have a lot of shit to talk about.
Would you say that they are this generation's Rage Against the Machine?
Yeah,
because in the '90s we had Rage. That was the political band,
and it was something that spoke to everybody because it was, you know, in the '90s hip hop was big, metal was big, right? And Rage Against the Machine touched both souls.
Yeah, and people didn't know how to react to Tom Morello, like the stuff he was doing with the guitar. They're like, they don't use sound effects. They don't use sound. He's got a pedal. It's a pedal.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry.
But yeah, you know, with as shitty as hip hop is today, with all the fucking trap music and everybody's like on Drake's fucking dick and all this bullshit that's out, you have a group like Run the Jewels who use something called a vocabulary, and they have words that they that they put together and speak them.
Yeah.
And they all mean shit.
Yeah, they talk real good because they're smart and stuff.
Yeah. And they are. They're extremely smart dudes, and they have a message to get across. So, yeah, I mean, I would say that they are this generation's fucking Rage Against the Machine.
And their popularity is
gaining and going through the roof.
Yeah. So do you think Zach, because, I mean, there's reasons for everything, right? Zach didn't want to do the Prophets of Rage thing. So I can't imagine Chuck D and Be Real being their second choice either. Be like, all right, Rage Against the Machine, we're going to go out, we're going to do a tour. Zach's probably like, no. Because there's no doubt in my mind that they asked Zach first. That the three right. remaining members of Rage Against the Machine were like, all right,
let's get back together.
This is the time to make money. Not start a revolution, yeah. Make money. And Zach had to have gone, nah, I'm not doing that. I'm doing this record with LP, and I'm going to jump on another Run the Jewels track. I'm going to do that. I'm not going to go on tour with Rage Against the Machine. Doesn't feel right. And they're like, all right, is it cool if we get somebody else to sing your songs? And he's probably like, no, not really. But, like, I mean, if you want.
You're
going
to do what you're going to do.
You haven't made money in a while, right? And it's like, right, we haven't made money in a long time, Zach. So is it cool? It's like, yeah, probably. I'm assuming that they probably called up some other people before they got to the guy from Public Enemy.
I don't know that how many people you can call, though, on a level that's like this. I don't even know how to say that. Chuck D has always been somebody who's been against the system.
Sure.
How many people can you get that's in that industry that has really spoken out against the system? There's not.
Oh, you mean like the politically charged? That's a good point. That is a good point.
There's not a whole lot of people that do that.
But I've never seen Be Real as a politically charged. He's just like Dr. Green Thumb, Sage and Dr. Green Thumb.
Smoking weed.
Stoned is the way you have to walk.
My brain.
I don't even talk like this. This isn't how I'm supposed to rap. That's a true story. He didn't originally rap like that, but somebody was like, that's funny, that's cool. Insane in the Membrane blew up, and he's like, this is how I rap now. This is my rap voice. It's true. It's fucking true.
But yeah, I don't know how many people they would have called before Chuck D, but Chuck D seems like a go-to guy when it comes to trying to create something rage-like.
The thing about Chuck D is like, I hate to say it, but, like, the guy is so fucking irrelevant for the past 20 years. Black Planet was, like, the last good thing that motherfucker's ever done.
Yeah, but hasn't he done nothing but producing, right? Like, he's just been producing
He's tried doing other shit. Like, he went through a Juggalo phase, bro.
No.
Yes. Where he's like, Juggalos.
Did he boom, really? Boom.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, so he was, like, really irrelevant.
He was just trying to get paid. Money. And then all of a sudden, it was like, you know, 2016 was the year of the member berries. It was the year of, like, nostalgia is the new fucking old or whatever the shit.
Yeah.
And so, like, yeah, Public Enemy, I know three songs. Be Real. Be Real did what? He was the hype man or something? Once again, he's just a weed guy.
He was the MC for Cypress Hill. The other dude was the hype man.
No, I mean, but I'm saying in Prophets of Rage. The other dude, Sendog. Oh, yeah, Sendog, who he's on Biohazard's How It Is song. He's really cool, man.
Yeah. He always seemed like the cool one to me in that group, so.
Yeah. Yeah! Hell! He never had to do shit. He had that job. He never had to do shit.
He just had to walk cool.
Yeah.
And hype shit.
Prophets of Rage. I bet if they would have turned it down, the next two calls that Tom Morello would have made would have been to Flavor Flav and to Sendog from Cypress Hill. But hey.
You guys want to do it?
Look, Chuck and Be Real, they don't really want to do it.
Flav, you're not smoking crack, right?
Yeah, I am. Yeah, boy.
Fire that shit up. Put some of that weed on my crack. We'll do this shit.
I want to start a group with Sendog and Flavor Flav.
That'd be dope.
Just call it, hype.
fear of a hype planet.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Where it's just like the world's greatest hype men get together. And all the lyrics are like, yeah, boy, that's right. Yeah. Uh-huh. It's just, tell them again.
It's just an album of hype shit.
Just hype man lyrics. Break it down for them. Yeah, that's right. Uh-huh. You got it, dude.
That was like Michelle from Full House.
Yeah, she's a good hype man.
Well, I guess it's that time.
Well,
we talked about it earlier. We already spoiled it.
Yeah, yeah. We don't really have to explain too much about this. The music will do it justice.
Right. So we're talking about the badass band of the week.
Boom! You just got hit like that Spencer guy
right in the ear.
Just pop, 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 pop. Seriously, go watch the video of that Spencer, the white
Richard Spencer, the white supremacist or white separatist, as he likes to call himself.
This piece of shit. Watch this guy get knocked out to Hatebreed playing.
Punched in the ear.
Just over and over and over. I was watching this shit on a loop.
Punched in his ear like we're about to do to you right now.
With some Pitch Black Forecast.
One of the baddest fucking bands around.
Dude, it's insane.
Nobody fucking really knows about this shit. This is a sleeper band.
Right?
This is like a 700 horsepower motor in a Honda Civic. This is a sleeper.
Yeah, you got to check out the record, man. They have special guests, They got the Devin Townsends and the Randy Blights and the M Shadows. And, yeah, man, it's, I would say it's a local band. I'd say they're a local band.
Partly local.
Fucking NDE and 216 like together on this track.
Partly local, partly national, completely amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. And there really is something about Bobby Reiner. He's the best rhythm guitar player that I can even think of. Since James Hetfield, motherfucker.
That's right.
I ain't even joking.
We just fucking compared Bobby Reiner to fucking Hetfield. We did that.
Yeah. Yeah. 100%.
Yeah.
100%. Prove me wrong. I dare you. Email us at keepingit99podcast@gmail.
If you want to argue
this. If you want to lose an argument. If you want to lose an argument, email us there and go... No, Bobby's not the best since James Hetfield. Or you can go, James Hetfield isn't that good. You'll lose the argument. Email us. keepitin99podcast@gmail.com.
If you want to waste your time, do that.
Yep. But also go check us out on Facebook. Check us out everywhere.
The Twitter.
Twitters.
The other ones?
Yes.
What's the other ones? The Podbean? We still on that?
Yeah.
Were we on Stitcher?
Yeah. iTunes, subscribe, rate, review, subscribe.
What's iTunes? What is that?
That's where we get like a lot of our hits, bro.
Yo, iTunes, what up?
iTunes is where we get it. And also, check out Redbeard. It's already going to be out. Check out Rubber City Redbeard on this week's episode of the Rock Savages podcast.
Which I'm about to go do right now.
Yeah, he's about to go do it. That's going to be out before this, so I can't tell you what he talked about. Give me a shout out though, man, because I like hearing my name.
I will. I'm going to give you a shout out more than I've given Buddy Peel a shout out.
Just one time. Just be like, sup, Eagle. But Buddy, don't talk about me any more than that because that'll make me paranoid.
Buddy did mention, they did mention us at the very end of the podcast and Buddy was, he was just like, you know, I want to do your podcast.
Aww.
You'll do it, Buddy.
You'll, Buddy.
Fucking do it. But until next week, right now,
some Pitch Black Forecast for you.
Punching you in your ear.
Love you guys. Bye.
Yeah.
Yeah. dude, I'm gonna sign this contract, dude, and I'm gonna, and why do you have to do this, dude? We're supposed to be brothers, dude.
And, like, Andre the whole time is just fucking just staring him down, like, I could fucking kill you.
I will crush you.
I could fucking kill you so hard.